We are continuing Mishnah Yomi in the third parak of Eruvin, the final Mishnah, Mishnah 9. Rabbi Dosi ben Harkinis Omer. Rabbi Dosi ben Harkinis, he adds on to something similar to what Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday about Rosh Hashanah having two fully separate days with separate kedushas. So he says, Over lifnei hateva, which means the one passing in front of the ark. That's the shliach tzibor, who goes in front of the ark to daven on behalf of the congregation. B'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. On the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to see that he's first talking about the first day of this Rosh Hashanah, which has 2 days. Omer, what does he have to say? Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us, Hashem, et Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, on this Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh Elul. Im Hayom, Im Lamachar, whether that's today or tomorrow. So again, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that there's a suffix about which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. Will the real Rosh Hashanah please stand up? So Rabbi Dosi ben Harkinis holds the same way and says that the Shliach Tzibor needs to make a bracha that please Hashem, it should be this day, whether that's today or tomorrow. And the Mishnah continues, L'machar hu omer, and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, what does he say? Im hayom imemish, whether it's today or yesterday. So again, he stipulates this davening should be the Rosh Hashanah davening, strengthen us Hashem, whether it's today or tomorrow, whether it's today or it was really yesterday. Lo hodu lo chachamim, and the sages did not agree. As we mentioned yesterday, they didn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda either about the Eruv and the Beitzah and taking Meiser on Rosh Hashanah, because they held it's the equivalent of one long day in terms of the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. However, they would agree by Chutz La'aretz, the second day Yom Tov we have is a distinct Kedusha. It's Kedusha Alst Safek and Yom, Alst Minhag nowadays. It's a separate Kedusha than the first day, so they would agree in that case. The other point that they disagree with is mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Dosi ben Harkinis says you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. If you go and you look in your Machzir for Rosh Hashanah, you'll see that we pasken like the Chachamim. Great, on to the fourth parak. Now we're getting back, Rabbosai, to issues of Tchum, and Tchum is the area a person is allowed to travel in on Shabbat. We mentioned in the last parak the Erev Tchumin, which allows someone to legally extend or relocate, rather, his place of Shabbos residence by placing his food somewhere else, and then he gets a 2,000 amah radius from that somewhere else where he's established his shvisa, his residence. We're going to see the default is 2,000 amos from where you are when Shabbos starts, and if it's in the whole city, you're in a city, then it'll be 2,000 amos past the city. Now we're going to deal with cases where something happened during Shabbos that messes up his tchum. So here we are, Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Mi shahotzi uhu ovdei kochavim. So some non-Jewish bandits or kidnappers took him by force outside of the tchum. They said, hey, you're coming with us. We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's nothing new. They were doing that 2,000 years ago. O ruach ra, or a bad spirit. So this refers to some sort of psychological issue. It could be that he had some sort of depression or anxiety, and that caused him to wander out of the tchum. He didn't know where he was going. He was lost in his thoughts or emotions, or it could be a hallucination even. And so he ends up outside of his tchum. So what happens? Ein lo ela arba amot. He now has nothing except arba amot. He can't go 2,000 amot from his new location. He can only go in arba amot. We'll talk about later why he actually has arba amot of this, like, personal space. Hechaziruhu, if the non-Jews brought him back after they were done with their mafia thing, keilu lo yatsa. It's like he never left, and he goes back to his default eruv, or his eruv deruv, whatever he did. Olehuchu le'ir acheret. What if they took him to a whole totally different city? Nitanuhu v'dir uvasachar. They put him in a cattle pen, or a corral. Rabban Gamliel ben Eliezer ben Azariah omrim, Mecholech et Kula. He can go in that entire city or that entire enclosure, because Lamaisa, he would normally get 4 amos if he's out in the open. So here, since he finds himself against his will within an enclosure, he has the benefit of going that entire enclosure. However, there's a machlokis, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva omrim, but they say, Ein lo ela arba amot. He only can walk within the 4 amot he finds himself in, even though he's in a fenced off area or a walled city. Maaseh, there was an actual event, Shabo Mipran-Disin. Pran-Disin is a port in Italy, so the sages had gone to Rome to meet the Roman government and beseech them not to be so horribly oppressive and murderous to the Jewish people. So they're coming back from Italy on a boat, Ifliga Sfinatum Bayam, and their ship was drifting out to sea on Shabbos. And they're on the ship, everybody say. Rabban Gamliel Elazar ben Azar Yahalhu et Kula. So the ship had gone past its original tchum where they started Shabbos. The ship had drifted 2,000 amot. It sounds like this ship was like a, there were a bunch of Jews on board, and they had said, listen, we don't want to have the ship move on Shabbos. It's going to cause issues. Let's just, you know, anchor it here by the coast. But despite that, the ship moved 2,000 amos, moved out of the original Tchum area. So Ben Gamliel Eliezer ben Azarya halchu et kulo. They walked in the entire ship, like their shita, if somebody was removed from his Tchum unwillingly, but put into a city or an enclosure, he has the benefit of the entire enclosure. And here the ship is enclosed by the hull, the walls, so they're good to go. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazum arba amot. But the sages who disagreed, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they did not budge from their own personal space. Not because it was the din, but they wanted to be machmer. They didn't want to confuse other people who might be in a similar situation, but not have started in an enclosure. They would hold, if you had begun Shabbat on the boat or in the city or in the enclosure, and then happened to be moved and returned, then yes, you have the benefit of the enclosure, but they didn't want to confuse people who perhaps didn't start Shabbat in an enclosure and were forcibly moved there by the mafia, and they did not hold that they would be allowed to move the entire enclosure, only their arba amot. Chazak aruch, tizkul mitzvot.